So also we have the great schuss this week to begin Parshas Bereishis. And again, there's so much to speak about in the parasha. I want to draw your attention to the section of the creation of man. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayomer Elokim, like Rashi says, he consults with the Beis Din Shamalah, Na'aseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu Kidmusenu. Let's make man in our image, in our form. So there's the famous Medrash. And the Medrash writes as follows. Amar Rabbi Simon, B'Shar Sheba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livro Asa Adam Arishon. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create man, so what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, so to speak, with the Beis Din Shamalah. So what happens? Let's create man. Chesed Omer Yibara. So the attribute of chesed said, you should create man. Why? Because man will be a great Baal chesed. He'll do many good things. MS Amar, Al Yivra Shekulo Shkarim. MS said, right, the Midah of Truth said, don't create man. Man is a liar, right? Man is filled with lies. Do not create man. Tzedek Omer, Yivra Shu'ol Setzdakos. Tzedek, which I will say could either mean justice, righteousness, or charity, says, no, you should go ahead and create man because he'll do many good things. Shalom Amar Al Yibare. Shalom said, right, the attribute of peace said, do not create man. Why? Dekulei Kitata. Because man is just a Baal Machlokes, right? He's just always fighting. Just always difficult. Sama Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Natal Emes Vishlicho La'aretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Midah of MS, essentially threw it down to the earth, threw it out of the Beis Din Shalmalah, and the Medrash explains that the removal of the Midah of MS ultimately allowed for the creation of man. So the Kotzker asks a very simple question. He says, I don't understand. It's fine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got rid of MS, but remember, there were two objectors to man, right? MS and Shalom. So it's okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got rid of MS. MS said, don't create man because man, right? The Midah of Truth said, don't create man because man is filled with lies. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes MS from the Beis Din Shamalah, throws MS to earth, that paves the way for the creation of man. What about Shalom? Right? Remember, the Midah of Shalom also said, don't create man. Don't create man. Why? Why? Because man is a Baal Kitata. Man is a Baal Machlokes. So ask the Kotzker, you removed MS. But Shalom is still objecting to the creation of man. So the Kotzker says something so beautiful. He says, Ella, get ready for this. Kishem ashlichem es ha-emes, memela yihyeh shalom. The Kotzker says, if you remove MS, Shalom will come. What does that mean? He says, Shoresh ha-machlokes hu, shekol echad lochem leman ha-emes shalom. See, Rabbi saying, the reason why most machlokes occurs in life is because people feel that they're right. MS is on my side. So if MS is on my side, then by definition, I have every single right to wage war with anyone and everyone for the sake, ultimately, of upholding and solidifying my MS. Avalim dochim es ha-MS. But ultimately, again, if you get rid of MS, shuv ein alma loriv. There's nothing to fight about anymore. Ein machlokes ve'ein lo l'shalom malakachik. So we'll say, so what is the Kotzker saying? And this is incredible. What does it mean? We shouldn't have emes in life? So we'll say, what the Kotzker is saying is like this, is that so often the machlokes we encounter in life is because we have to be right. We have to be right, says the Kotzker. So, you know, as I'll illustrate this, I mentioned this in Shula a few months ago. There's a beautiful Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek says, what's the difference between adults and children? Difference in adults and children. He says one of the key differences is when children get angry at someone, so generally they're very easy to reconcile with. Right? A child gets angry at a parent, I hate you, I don't want to talk to you ever again, and then a little while later the child is fine. Adults get into machlokas. Well, saying what happens? What happens? Years could go by. And people forget about what the machlokes was even about. And yet what? They're still breakers. They're still angry. I know I don't like you. I don't remember why I don't like you. But I remember at some point in time it was a very good reason. And even though I can't remember what the reason is, I still don't like you. So says it's Tzemach Tzedek, what's the difference between adults and children? He says something amazing. He says, children prefer being happy over being right. Adults prefer being right over being happy. That's the fundamental distinction, says the Kotzker. That's what's happening over here. You see, everyone wages war, leman ha'emes, right? I'm right. And if I'm right, there's no need for me to back down. If I'm right, there's no need for me to yield. If I'm right, there's no need for me to make concessions. If I'm right, there's no need for me to compromise. Well, the problem is, if you're always right and everyone is always right, there's always incredible machlokes. There's always incredible machlokes. So we'll say, so says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, life is a choice. Do you want to be right? We'll say, you know, we all know people who are always right. And I will tell you something. There is one shared characteristic about people who are always right. You know what the shared common characteristic of them, we'll say, is? They are miserable people. They are miserable people. No one wants to be around them. They're sarcastic. They're condescending. They're arrogant. They're miserable. They're miserable people. People pretend like they like them, but nobody really likes them because they're always right. It's impossible to be around people like that. So life is a decision. Do you want to be right? Or do you want to be happy? Therefore, says the Kotzker, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and creates man. So what does he do? We have two primary objectives to the creation of man. There's MS and there's Shalom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't have to get rid of both of you. I just have to get rid of MS. If we get rid of MS, the need, which again, also doesn't mean truth in its purest sense, but rather again, for our purposes, according to the Kotzker, means the need to always be right. If you can get rid of MS, then Shalom is just fine. If you can get rid of the need to always be right, then ultimately, again, Shalom will occur. And I'm both saying, the message of this, so you understand over here that inherent in the creation of man was the need to set aside, the need to always be right in order to be able to affect Shalom. And I'm both saying, this lesson is a profound one in every single relationship in life. How many Shalom bias problems are caused because one spouse needs to always be right? Right? Or different times, different spouses need to be right. And sometimes they're both saying, it's okay not to be right because it's so much better to be happy than to be right. So you yield. Obviously, you can't yield on every single thing. Sometimes you have to draw lines in the sand. Sometimes you have to say, you know what? I can't give in on this. But I'm both saying, I'll tell you a little secret. 99% of the stuff you absolutely could yield on. 99% of the stuff is just not, or maybe 98%, 98, 97, right? But still, it's a big number. It's a big number. Plus, in everything, in our relationships with people, is not. There are things you have to draw your line on the sand that you have to be right, but there are so many other things where it's just so much better to yield and ultimately be happy. Man is only created because lakach emetz v'shlichu artzo. Because he took out MS, threw it down. If you don't always have to be right, then Shalom is so much more attainable. But it's a new year with new opportunities. And not just being Adam Lamakum, but being Adam Lachavera as well. So many of us live in a state of friction with others because of a burning righteous indignation to always be right. There are times when you have to stand up, and there are times when you have to draw your line in the sand, and there are times when you have to say, I can't compromise on this MS. But there are so many other times where be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take MS, take your righteous indignation, throw it down to the ground, and make beautiful Shalom.